Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. What is hypnosis really? Well, it's probably not what you think. First of all, let me start with what hypnosis is not. One, hypnosis is not magic. Although if you're working with a really good hypnotist, it can seem like it. Hypnosis is not a spiritual power. That's right. And hypnosis is not in the Bible. The concept didn't even exist back then. All right, so what is hypnosis really? Hypnosis. Well, there's a lot of definitions out there: focused mind, state of altered consciousness, the bypass the critical factor, establishment of acceptable selective thinking. And you know what? I'll tell you what hypnosis really is. It's a normal ability human beings have. It is suggestibility. Now, on one hand, we've got normal suggestibility, easy for me to say, and then there's hypnosis. So I want you to think of it as a continuum. Over here, we have normal suggestibility, and over here, we have hypnosis. So hypnosis, I want you to write this down if it's important to you, because this is like the best ever description and definition of hypnosis is. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. Okay, so Cal, what is suggestibility? Suggestibility is the ability to accept something at the conscious, subconscious, and or unconscious level, to the degree that you can push out whatever was there before. That's right. To the degree that it has an effect on what you think, you feel, and even perceive. And it can also change your habits. That's why finding a really good hypnotist is very important. And even more important, if you're thinking about becoming a hypnosis trainer, or if you're thinking about becoming a hypnotist or hypnotherapist, you absolutely need to work with someone that has got a good grasp on this. Too many people who are training people to do hypnosis, they didn't do much more than take a hypnosis class and then reiterate what they've already learned from a class, from what got them their certificate on the wall. You want to work with someone that really has a clear understanding, that is absolutely up to date, and has as much experience as you can get. So with that, I'm Cal Banyan. I've got almost 30 years of experience doing hypnosis. I've trained thousands of people in hypnosis. I've worked with thousands of hypnosis clients. And today, the most important thing I want you to get out of this is hypnosis is a normal state of mind. You see, suggestibility goes slides up and down that scale all the time. See, if let me give you an example. If you're talking to someone who knows less than you do about a topic, how much what they're going to say or suggest to you is going to have any effect on you? Almost nothing. Why? Because you are an expert on that thing. The other thing is, if you are a person that, you know, it's normal everyday consciousness, maybe you're in a class or you're seeking professional help and you know a little bit about something, but now you're talking to someone who's like up at the top, he's a professor or she is an expert and these kind of things. Now, when they start giving you ideas, now those suggestions will much more quickly replace old ideas, old feelings, old limiting beliefs, and things like that about how you think, how you feel, and how you behave. Okay. So hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. Now, what I've been talking about, you know, experts, professionals, and things like that, that's all within the normal range. But then we've got the heightened states of suggestibility. And one of the scales I like to use is a modified Harry Aaron scale. And he's got 6 levels of hypnosis. So as soon as you cross this threshold from, oh my goodness, sometimes I get so excited. All right, I'm not going to edit that out. I'm going to leave it in so everyone can have a laugh. Okay, here's the threshold. Over there, normal suggestibility. Over there, we've got what? Heightened suggestibility. Okay, now what a hypnotist does is they use proven techniques to take you from normal suggestibility over to heightened suggestibility. And that can happen in 3 identifiable stages: 1, hypnoidal; 2, light; three, medium, and then four, the threshold of somnambulism, and then five, full somnambulism, and then six, profound somnambulism. And each one of these levels of hypnosis have their own qualities. For example, in hypnoidal, the lightest level of hypnosis, you can accept suggestions for things that we call eye catalepsy. The hypnotist can hypnotize you and then suggest that your eyelids are locked down, glued shut, and zipped tight. And if you try to open them, you cannot. And then actually have you challenge that suggestion and experience the hypnotic phenomenon of not being able to open your eyes. And then if you're with a really good hypnotist that knows how to work in those somnambulistic levels, remember I said threshold of somnambulism, and then full somnambulism, and then profound somnambulism, you can experience some of the most profound and rapid change of your life, because they can use things like hypnotic age regression, specifically the time tunneling technique. We can use forgiveness work, where you actually work out your problems with someone who's hurt you in the past. You can do age progression work, where after you've made the changes, like in age regression work, you can then pre-vivify or pre-experience that success. And this very, very powerful technique, because the mind tends to experience what it expects to experience. So we change our expectations, our feelings, and all of that. All right, well, that was pretty quick. I'll tell you what, if you want to learn more, subscribe. If you have comments about what you think hypnosis is, leave a comment. But please like, share, and do that kind of stuff. And I want to see you in class. Our next class here in Dallas, and by the way, all of my classes are hybrid classes. That means I'll have people in the classroom and I'll have people online. And every day you will practice what you learn in class and have supervised practice. We go far beyond what most hypnosis trainings do. All right, next class is April 28th. Through May 5th. That's coming up real quick. If you're thinking about doing that, call now. And also September 8th through the 14th of 2024. You enroll for that, you can get early registration discounts. The rest of the courses for this year are being scheduled now. Call ahead if you can't make any one of those. And we might keep you in mind when we schedule the next class. Also, I've been invited to be at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, August 9th through 11th, that's 2024. And you know what? If you're interested in getting more of these videos, please go to calbanion.com, calbanion.com, because there I have hundreds and hundreds of videos like this and some very in-depth hypnosis videos, like on age regression and hypnotic inductions and even the business of hypnosis. All right, with that, Cal Banion signing off.